This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Division of the Arts and Humanities at the University of Chicago, offering an interdisciplinary Master of Arts program in humanities that provides individualized attention in a supporting community. The flexible curriculum allows students to focus coursework within a single department or engage with multiple disciplines, creating a uniquely tailored graduate degree. Applications now open for the April 30th deadline at humanities.uchicago.edu.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. One of the country's most influential leaders, the Reverend Jesse L. Jackson, has died. He was 84 years old. We're going to spend most of today's episode exploring Jackson's life and legacy. As a young organizer in Chicago, Jackson was called to meet with Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis shortly before King was killed. And through his Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition, he channeled cries for Black pride and self-determination into corporate boardrooms, pressuring executives to make America a more open and equitable society. Here's WBEZ's Summer Van Benton with the story of his legacy in the city.
Jesse Jackson made the most of his life.
I am not a perfect servant. I am a public servant, doing my best against the odds.
Now, I can't get through all the details, but we have to talk about some of it. First, there's his arrival in Chicago. It was 1966. The Voting Rights Act had just passed the year before. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. wanted to address economic segregation in the nation's major cities. He tasked Jackson with leading those efforts in Chicago. Jackson was in his mid-20s when he arrived in the city of Big Shoulders. King organized a group of Chicago-based pastors to welcome him from the South. One of those pastors was Reverend Martin Deppe.
Well, Chicago is pretty sophisticated, and there were a lot of Black leaders, and he was just another one of them. He didn't stand out right away. It took time.
Jackson's journey started in Operation Breadbasket. This movement was focused on improving economic conditions in Black communities around the country. Under Jackson's leadership in Chicago, there was pressure for stores like Walgreens and Jewel Osco to hire more Black workers, sell Black-owned products, and improve the quality of food on their shelves. They were boycotting. They were having regular meetings. They were even knocking on the doors of CEOs. These businesses were losing money and were finally understanding the value of the Black dollar.
We had a confidence, you see, in the 60s. There was an incredible sense of history changing before our eyes.
And then came the spring of 1968.
To be part of that movement was an incredible feeling. It's never come back to me. And it really ended when Dr. King was assassinated, and it was a strategic murder. I mean, it really ended a chapter in American history.
And then Jackson emerged. With King's assassination, Jackson stepped up, ushering him into another critical part of his legacy, especially here in Chicago. He continued those regular meetings on Saturday mornings. He wanted an open forum where people could learn about economic, social, and political advancements in the city. Jackson's longtime advisor, Reverend Jeanette Wilson, says all the stars would come. People like Oprah Winfrey, Aretha Franklin, and Al Sharpton would gather to hear from him.
I love to hear Reverend Jackson challenge us, economic justice, educational equity, and political empowerment.
Those meetings took place at what became the Rainbow Push Coalition headquarters on the corner of 50th and Drexel in Chicago's Kenwood neighborhood. Rainbow Push brought groups together that didn't always see eye to eye. From the Black Panther Party to the Urban League, Latino and Black communities, the LGBTQ community. Why? Well, here's a clip from his 1984 Democratic National Convention speech that explains.
America's more like a quilt. Many patches, many pieces, many colors, many sizes, all woven and held together by a common thread.
Now, let me be very clear. These meetings weren't just kumbaya sessions. They were opportunities for elected officials and politicians to address issues facing their communities. PUSH would continue to grow nationwide, but Jackson's leadership would enter a new phase. Starting in the 80s, Jackson made political strides himself and helped launch Black political careers from Chicago. Jackson was the first Black candidate since Shirley Chisholm who mounted a serious presidential campaign and advanced the idea that a Black candidate could become president one day. He first ran in 1984, and in his 1988 run, Jackson shocked the nation when he finished second in the national Democratic primaries.
America will get better and better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. On tomorrow night and beyond. Keep hope alive. I love you very much.
He lost both bids, but his campaigns helped pave the way for Black leaders across the nation, particularly here in Chicago. Most notably, former President Barack Obama. In 2008, Jackson witnessed a Black man rise to the nation's highest office after his own attempts 2 decades before.
One of Barack Obama. It was the moment, the movement and the mission all came together.
There would be no end of the impact that Reverend Jesse Jackson has had on the development, the evolution of the Black presence in Chicago.
That's Congressman Danny Davis. He arrived in Chicago at the same time as Jackson, and they worked closely together. He said Jackson's influence is everywhere. And even for those who aren't as directly familiar with his work, they may remember reciting "I am somebody" in grade school.
I may be poor, but I am somebody. I may be unemployed, but I am somebody.
He recited it with children on Sesame Street in 1971.
Somebody. I may be young. But I
Here's him reciting it in 1972 before the Wattsex Music Festival.
Somebody. I am. Black. Beautiful. Proud. I must be respected.
Jackson used every moment of his life to advocate for others, to bring people together, to remind them that they had a voice.
He's a person that is called by God to a higher level of service. He's not just an ordinary preacher.
Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Reverend Jesse Jackson found what became the Rainbow PUSH Coalition in Bronzeville. WBEZ's Brandon Condrit walked the neighborhood this morning to hear what residents see as Jackson's legacy.
I remember when Obama won, and I remember the tears in his eyes and how proud he was.
He was a legend, that's all I can say, man. I grew up looking at him on TV, so it's heartbreaking.
It didn't matter what color you was. He fought for everybody, for rights, civil rights.
It's important that we understand and remember the struggle that our people went through here in Chicago and all around the world. Like, Jesse Jackson walked the streets with Martin Luther King.
Keep hope alive. That's all I remember. Keep hope alive for everybody.
That was Passion Terrell, Kevin Smith, Beverly Fagan, Chloe Gould, and Tamari Stevens. Remembrances have also been coming in from political leaders across the nation and across the political aisle. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are calling the late Reverend Jesse Jackson a, quote, true giant who helped lead some of the most consequential movements for change in human history. The Obamas cited Jackson's role in organizing boycotts and sit-ins, registering millions of voters, and advocating for democracy around the globe. President Donald Trump is remembering the late Reverend Jesse Jackson as a force of nature. In a post on Truth Social, Trump called Jackson a good man with grit and street smarts. The president went on to deride Democrats, but added it was always a pleasure helping Jackson with various initiatives, like funding for historically Black colleges and universities. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he'll remember his moments with Jackson.
You know, things like when he would say to me, you know, Brandon, you have to say it as if it's the first time they've ever heard it, you know, and that you got to keep hope alive. And, you know, he just has such a keen strategic mind. And that's something that, you know, I will always cherish.
Both Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker have ordered flags to be flown at half staff above city and state buildings. Pritzker calls Jackson a giant of the civil rights movement. In a statement, the governor says Jackson, quote, broke down barriers, inspired generations, and kept hope alive. Our state, nation, and world are better due to his years of service. Stay tuned today and tomorrow on 91.5 WBEZ for the latest on Jackson's death. We'll have more in tomorrow's Rundown podcast as well. In other news, Governor J.B. Pritzker will present his 8th state budget proposal Wednesday. The two-term Democrat will outline how Illinois will spend and generate money amid uncertainty over the stability of federal funding. Illinois' economic forecasters are projecting growing deficits in the coming years due to Trump administration tariff policies and cuts to social services. Pritzker, who is running for a historic third term and is mulling a 2028 presidential run, has been one of Trump's loudest critics. More grocery prices in Chicago have either increased or stayed the same rather than going down in the past year. That's according to a Sun-Times analysis. President Trump said during his 2024 campaign he'd get prices down starting on day one of his presidency. The Sun-Times has been tracking 35 common grocery items every month at Jewel Osco, Mariano's, Target, and Walmart. Stephanie Zimmerman is a Sun-Times watchdog reporter. She tells WBEZ Say More that prices may stay high.
Most of the experts that I talk to say, you know, the era of cheap food is over. You're not going to see it come down. It's really hard to imagine.
Zimmerman says Walmart was the only exception among the stores she analyzed, with slightly more prices going down than up. Well, today is Fat Tuesday and the Lunar New Year. The Chinese zodiac calendar says it'll bring lots of energy and fast-paced change. In the forecast, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 58. Tonight, showers likely with a low of 53. And tomorrow, sunny but breezy with a high of 64. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.